We're talking tea with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD.
What strange tea music?
This is
psychedelic.
Oh, this is from the Ohio Players Honey album that
okay,
I was featured on because I spilled
just
it all
checking.
Over myself.
Just, there we go. All righty.
There is a lot of honey in the studio all of a sudden.
I'm so used to the Downton Abbey theme when honey in my brain when I think about high tea or low tea or afternoon tea or morning tea or
honey
tea.
Don't. Happy birthday again, Hannah.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of
you. Dane,
you
guys have brought a guest with you.
Well, when you think about it, we've talked a little bit about the different forms that tea can take. Hannah mentioned the most popular drink in the world, but when it gets to its highest form, its most refined form, especially here in Chicago, probably all around the country, nobody does it better than the Drake Hotel and the Palm Court. They have not only high tea, which is something that you need to experience at least once.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's amazing, as well as the tea club for people who are aspiring tea enthusiasts like Wendy and myself. Got to get out there, and we've got Amy Verdon. She is behind so much of what happens at Palm Court. Welcome,
hi
Amy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's tea month.
It is tea month.
Happy tea month to you.
Happy
and yours.
Thank you.
I'm staying at Mr. T's chalet the entire month. We're having a
I'm a teetotaler.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, was there
sometimes
any thought early
like
on
tea.
from a like a sponsorship marketing spokesperson to engage with Mr. T and get him involved?
I think we should definitely try and get him involved in some way.
I pity the fool that doesn't enjoy chamomile. I pity him.
A more perfect representative for tea, Mr. T himself.
That's your guy. We were all trying to figure out how this became the drink of the masses. Mm-hmm. Why is it the most popular drink in the world?
Well, I think that it appeals to everyone because the experience of drinking it is so relaxing. It appeals to different kinds of people. So even though you like caffeine or non-caffeinated, all tea is actually caffeinated. So if you're drinking tea, it does have caffeine.
More so, I've heard sometimes, than some other drinks
right.
that you'd expect.
Mm-hmm. Right. But just the experience of having it, you know, it's so relaxing. You can put so many different things in it. And there's so many different kinds of tea. It's not like, oh, there's coffee, and then there's coffee with
more
milk
coffee.
In it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of different flavors. So it's very eclectic.
So when it comes to high tea and the tea experience at the Palm Court, I mean, this is something that's legendary around mm-hmm. Chicago. So talk about it. What makes it so special?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I had actually been at the Drake for 12 years, and then I started this position, so I had actually never had afternoon tea at the hotel before this. So I came in and I said, okay, I'm going to have the real experience. You know, I'm going to come when the harpist is on. I'm going to enjoy myself.
There's a harpist.
Oh, there's a harpist. Oh, it's so delightful.
It's
and
very
people,
proper.
They really, really enjoy the harpist. You have to come when the harpist is playing. So I sat down and I enjoyed the whole thing. So it's just an elevated, leisurely, beautiful experience, and it kind of really, it seems like you're really fancy.
Yeah.
But you don't
and you're
have
kind
to
of
be.
Like, you're not really playing pretend. You get to actually do it. Like, it's the upstairs of Downton Abbey. You're mm-hmm. experiencing what it's like to live in the upstairs. And you're waited upon by very excellent servers. The best in the city, I would say.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful, wonderful experience. The room is gorgeous. I mean, if you haven't been there, it's stunning.
And guys can go, too, can't
absolutely.
They? Because I know
no
girls.
Real men no. drink tea.
They do. Because as a little girl, yeah, even I wanted to have a tea party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would invite the neighborhood boys, because I hung out with them, to the tea party, and they partook in a tea party.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that is not globally the favorite drink of women. It's definitely something that they can experience. Who doesn't want to feel slightly fancy and mm-hmm. elevated?
Bill.
Yeah,
well, okay,
me.
But aside from that, and I can speak to the service because we had a friend's bridal shower during the tea service,
nice.
And it was so
perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was so perfect.
It is the best place to have a bridal or baby shower.
It was just really nice.
And is there a dress code for this?
Yes,
there is.
It's smart casual.
Oh, okay.
So nice.
We're
jeans.
Out.
Glasses.
We don't even know what
come
smart
from the
casual
beach and
is.
Sit down and enjoy yourself as much as that would be nice. It's smart casual, so no jeans. And if they are jeans, they need to be fancy jeans.
Oh.
Everything needs to be fancy.
Bedazzled.
Well,
right.
And you talk about the amazing surroundings, of course, mm-hmm. that you have there at the Drake and the teas and the harpist. I mean, mm-hmm. that sounds amazing. But also, you guys have the food that pairs. Hannah brought in mm-hmm. some scones today, but you guys have some great food that mm-hmm. matches and pairs with the teas.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a selection of seasonal finger sandwiches. So, of course, they're the small ones, exactly what you would imagine.
No
crusts. Not made of fingers, Bill.
No,
so
no,
no.
I get that.
No crusts.
No crusts.
No crusts.
Right.
And some
really?
Small
the crusts are cut off?
Well, yes, that's a proper finger sandwich.
Come on.
It's a finger
Wendy,
sandwich.
Don't embarrass us. us.
Can you tell how classy I am?
I mean, no crusts.
I love it because it's so delicate, mm-hmm. and you just have one and you feel dainty, right?
Yeah.
And
then one's not enough, though.
No, but then you have another, but nobody really judges you because they don't know. I mean,
they're small.
They're tiny.
We don't judge you for asking for more finger sandwiches.
Amy, I've never been.
Like cucumber and cream cheese, and it's so yummy.
Oh, that is good.
I've never been there, but I imagine that there are also black currant preserves nearby for some weird reason. Are there?
Black currant preserves, yes.
Yeah, that's what I imagine in a scenario like this.
And
that
jams
would have
and
the,
jellies.
There's all kinds of jams. There's preserves. There's Devonshire cream.
Well, of course.
There's lemon curds.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like cream cheese, but light.
You could eat it out of the bowl. In fact, if I were not in public, I would be able to do that.
No, I think I have in public. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. It's very sweetened cream. Like, it's a cream cheese consistency mm-hmm. texture, but it's very, very sweet. And it's like butter and cream cheese had a baby.
And cream cheese had a baby.
Yes. But sweet. Oh, yeah, it's good.
Well,
so good.
They got married first, Dane. Don't get nervous.
I don't want to be judgmental. Please. Now, we know that it is great, but it's also great year-round, right? It happens mm-hmm. at different times during the week, but this is something that's going on all the time over there.
Yes, absolutely. We have afternoon tea all time of the year, especially our most popular time is during holiday tea.
Sure.
The Drake is a very traditional hotel, so we have very traditional decorations all throughout the hotel, and people come. It is a tradition for people. Families will say, we have been coming for 10 years to come to your holiday tea. You know, we've got carolers, we've got festivities, and it's really a special time, but we do have it all year round.
My cousins go every year, and they mm-hmm. love it. I have yet to go with them, but maybe I will. 847 says, you mentioned, Amy, that all tea is caffeinated, even floral and herbal teas. Can you clarify?
So the herbal teas are not caffeinated. So that's what I'm saying. If it's called a tea, then it is caffeinated. But if it is an herbal tea, then it doesn't have to. It has low or no caffeine.
All right.
630 says, if you're using china for tea, don't forget to rinse the teacup with hot water before pouring in the tea. This helps keep the tea hot. Mm-hmm. Any truth to that?
You know what? Yes.
Have you ever done it?
It's not personally, but I see all of these things happen.
There is another thing I read, too, which I found super interesting, is that traditionally they would always keep a pot of heated water off to the side. So if the tea steeped and became too strong, they could dilute it, but it never dropped the temperature. Those people had it going on.
Oh, yep. I know.
So that's what I'll do if mm-hmm. I have if I win.
Now, we've talked a lot about how
proper tea every day,
proper, mm-hmm. elevated, all of those things. But I was surprised with talking to people who've done it that it's affordable. This is something that everybody mm-hmm. can get out there and enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Something like this, where you can get it done for under $1,000 a person?
Bill's like, how much is it going to be to get into some tea?
We have a great program. It's only $42 per person.
That's not bad at mm-hmm. all.
And it's an hour and a half experience with a harpist in a beautiful room.
Yeah.
And lovely tea sandwiches, scones, the whole nine yards.
Sounds good. It sounds really good.
I'm sorry, I'm eating a scone right now.
That's yummy, right?
I'm going to make these.
That is a fig and cream scone, and that recipe is up on the
really good.
Facebook page and Mark Seaver's website.
And our Facebook
and your
page.
Facebook page, yes.
If people want to arrange some sort of a reservation to attend high tea there at the Drake mm-hmm. Hotel at the Palm Court, what do they need to do?
Oh, they can call directly to the hotel, directly to the Palm Court. They can also contact myself. My name is Amy Verdon. I'm the hospitality manager there. Mm-hmm. And you can contact me, and I'm happy to take reservations. Or they can just call the hotel, and usually if they can get through to the Palm Court, if not, they can always speak to the operator, and they can also take reservations.
Good. Very good. Thanks, guys. We appreciate this.
And we're going to have more and kind of an expanded kind of showcase and feature on this up at Flavor HD on the WGN Plus, too.
Good. We look forward to seeing that. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD and Amy Verdon from the Palm Court at the Drake Hotel.
Put your pinky up when you're saying that.
Of course, I will.
That's not a thing.
That's pretentious.
Nobody does that anymore.
That's not accurate. No.
It's funny the tea people are saying that's pretentious.
That's right.
I've done research.
Hannah,
don't do that.
You go to tea jail, Wendy. Don't do it. Thanks, guys. News is next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.